Marcus, you're still kind of the new guy around here, but have you got the sense that this is a big week with Seattle, if maybe not in the locker room, outside in the city?
You know, I know it's a big week. I mean, every game that you play, especially being 2-0, is going to be a bigger game. But, you know, it's always about establishing your identity of the team and how you play. And you got to, week in and week out, you got to prove that. And, you know, last week, we didn't play exactly how we wanted to play. And there's a lot of, you know, places that we need to improve on. But we know that we corrected them in practice this week and going out and proving to ourselves that we can be an even better team than we were last week.
Marcus, a lot of players had a hard time, but they did it watching Super Bowl film last year. Are you watching the Super Bowl film this week to pick up on things, or does that not matter?
I watched the Super Bowl film. I think it was in OTAs, and it was sort of disheartening a little bit. It wasn't up to par of how, you know, guys here play, and it's almost like what happened. That's what type of mentality it was. And now it's like picking up the pieces and getting back in the right place of where and how we played and playing a great game this week against the same team.
Did you see things that were correctable? Things that, hey, man, I can make a difference here?
I think it's majority all on mentality. Going into the game knowing who you are and what you stand for and what you've accomplished this whole game and not letting one game define who you are. And that's how we're taking on this season. Like, I mean, yeah, we're 2-0 right now, but this game right here, just because it's the third game of the season, it doesn't make us or break us, but it always defines us who we are because it's that next game.
Is the defense, DeMarcus, still searching for its identity because of all the new pieces? Is that part of it?
I wouldn't say we're searching for anything. I always say, you know, there's room for improvement.
Right.
I mean, we have all the players here and we're playing good enough to win games. But we got to have those shutout games. Those are games you want to have on defense, those big turnover games. If it's interceptions, getting more pressure on the quarterback, keeping the quarterback in the pocket, and not having those big plays.
Quarterbacks always say they don't play against the other quarterback. They'll say he's not playing against Russell Wilson. But with their defense, I mean, Adam just talked about how they're compared to the 85 Bears and, you know, the Ravens teams that won the Super Bowl. For you guys, is there a challenge to say, okay, we need to match their level, or we've got that kind of defense too?
I wouldn't say we're trying to match anybody's level. We're trying to play how we play. And, you know, defense always wins championships. That's what it's about. And when I go out there and play, I always want to play better than other defense. It's always a competition for me. And, I mean, that's how it goes. Usually the defense that plays the best, that's the team that usually wins.
Why is that defense so good in your mind as a student of the game? You've seen them from afar. Why are they so much, you know, at least last year, the best in the league by far?
They do the small things really well, and that's getting turnovers, knocking the ball out, and being aggressive. When you look at a lot of the defenses that are really good, they're able to get pressure on the quarterback in any circumstances, and usually the best defense is a defense that can get off on third down. And that's one thing that they've been really good at, is getting off on third downs and giving the offense short field.
Have Andrew Luck and Alex Smith been good preparation the last couple weeks for what Russell Wilson can bring?
It has been. You know, those are two running quarterbacks, guys that can really string plays out. And so each week you're preparing for a running guy, a guy that can, you know, make those big plays. And so it's preparing us for it. It's going to be a big week this week, but it's been preparing us because we had two games already with a running quarterback.
Is it odd at this point in your career still being, like, preparing on film for a read option? I mean, you may have done it in high school or perhaps in college. At this level, having to, consider that as a defensive end, that technique, is it different? Is it something you have to practice leading up to a game like this?
It's something that you have to practice because there's a different athlete doing it every time.
Right.
I mean, if Peyton's doing it, you might not have to, you know, practice for it as much, but if you got Russell Wilson doing it, he's a little bit faster. And you'll have to know your own speed, your own ability, because sometimes you might have the quarterback, sometimes you might have the replay. And it's all about responsibility. If you can have, you know, guys on the same page, that play is really obsolete.
What kind of weapon does Harbin bring? It seems like that jet sweep has worked almost every time we've done it so far.
When you think about a guy that's a utility guy, sometimes they'll put him at running back. They'll put him in slot. They'll put him at the X, the Z. It doesn't matter. He's one of those guys that can really string plays out and really is a big key in their offense. Because he's that short pass guy, but he's a yak guy, a yards after the catch type guy. and that's where they really string those plays out. So we got to be a good tackling defense this week.
What do you see priority number one for you at your position as well as the defense this week?
I think our priority number one is always stop the run. Stopping the run, they ran the ball pretty well last week, so we got to hold them to low yardage on that. In those big plays, they're not going to dink and dunk us all the way down the field with the little small plays. They're going to try to block them up, make sure we don't get pressure, so we have to get pressure and make sure that those big explosive plays like with Harvin or any of those other guys don't happen.